It was in my primary school because I've joined the British Council program, and I think it's very different from what I'm currently learning in secondary school or in the university life, because they use the quite special, I mean different from Hong Kong usual learning method. We do so many activities, which I think is quite fun, and it makes me more interested in study English. So it's the most memorable experience.
So what kinds of things did you do?
Actually, the teacher provides many activities, such as maybe we do Scrabble in class, and maybe we'll walk out the classroom and find some notes, and then we put them together to learn some special phrases or sentence structure, like just like that.
Do you think it would be possible to have that kind of class in a regular Hong Kong secondary school?
I don't think it is possible, because it's in Hong Kong's curriculum, and it's we learn everything so fast, and there's no really much time for us to learn like that, because although it makes us want to learn, but maybe the teacher may expect us just read and memorize them, and it's the fastest way to learn, so I don't think it's possible in Hong Kong.
What about reading? Do you have any memorable reading experiences in English?
Yes, I do reading, and I like reading the light novels, such as the from Sophie Kinsella, The Domestic Goddess, and Do You Remember Me, like that, because I think it's relaxing and not about anything academic, so it's quite memorable.
And do you like to read e-books or printed books?
Printed books, yeah. I think reading and on the screen is very tiring, so I like the printed books. Yeah.
And with all this reading that you do, which you enjoy, do you find that it helps you increase your vocabulary and your understanding of English?
Yeah, sure. It helps, because we don't really do so many reading in classes. I mean, the secondary school classes, and if I want to learn more vocabulary other than academic language, I have to read from the books. Yeah, about our daily lifestyle.
So you buy books or borrow them?
I buy books, yeah.
And where's the best place to read a book?
Starbucks or the cafe. Yeah, I like reading cafe.
And do you read like when you're on public transport as well?
Yeah. Sometimes maybe when I have time and I'm so into the book, and I will read it when I'm at the car like that.